You're listening to Real Faith, conversations with real people about how God works in their lives. If you want to know more about integrating faith into your life, our website is realfaith.org.au. Just go to the website and you'll find helpful articles about the impact faith can have on your life. Once again, that's realfaith.org.au.
Welcome back. I'm Eric Scadabo, and today I'm chatting with Sarah David in Perth, who's sharing the events in her life that have shaped her into who she is today. Before the break, we heard about how she grew up in South Africa, but didn't really understand the injustice of the apartheid system until she moved to Australia and it was pointed out to her. Next, we'll hear about her spiritual background and about her life after she moved back to South Africa.
Well, my mum became a Christian when she was 30 and I was 8 years old. So when I was eight, it seemed to be, you know, that real sort of like a crucible of things that happened for me. And life changed a lot. So all of a sudden, mum gave up smoking cigarettes and she was going to church every Sunday. And it was at that point, you know, she told me what had happened and that she now was a follower of Jesus and that Jesus lived in her heart. And I said to her that I wanted that. Absolutely. I wanted Jesus to live in my heart. And so we said a little prayer and I felt Jesus move into my heart. And I sort of like it was this awakening, but it was something that I, like I had this inherent knowing. Because a lot of my really young childhood, there was a lot of fear. I was terrified of the dark. I was terrified of burglars.
Or because of the crime in South Africa?
Yeah, crime in South Africa. But also, you know, my parents were very strict. They weren't particularly, you know, we had everything that we needed, but they weren't demonstratively very loving and hugging and, you know. And so, you know, I just used to hate those night times because I used to feel so afraid. But now that I knew Jesus, you know, from the age of eight, I used to just call on Jesus. He was my friend, you know. He was my friend.
So a deep personal relationship with Jesus.
Absolutely, yeah. Intimately, just every day walking with him, yeah.
And then at 16 years old, you met your husband-to-be, is that right?
Yeah, so after we returned to South Africa, I got in very involved in the Northfield Methodist Church, just in the town where I was, very involved in youth there, and I went to a confirmation class, so became confirmed. So, you know, we didn't do the full immersion baptism, but it was the confirmation. And at one of those leadership camps, I met Richard. So he was 5 years older than me at the time. I mean, we were just friends initially, but very involved in youth and leading youth and going on camps. And I just absolutely loved it. I was in my element, part of a fantastic youth at the church. We were mentoring young people. And then after 18 months of being back in South Africa, my dad said, right, we're packing up and going back to Australia.
Oh.
And
never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment. My world really, really fell apart then. It was just before my final sort of year 12 exams. I'd met this guy, Richard, who I was madly in love with. And now my parents were going back to Australia. And I was devastated. So it was a very, very difficult time. I spoke to my parents and they said that I could stay in South Africa, go to university. So I went for a year and Richard was finishing up his master's degree at the University of Witwatersrand in Johannesburg. And I started a year in human movement studies, but was all over the place. And sort of towards the end of that year, Richard was preparing to go to the army the next year because that was part of your conscription in South Africa. And I just really, I think it was probably the first time where I started to really hear God, you know, that still small voice. And I could hear him saying, you need to go to Australia and be with your family. Very painful decision because I knew there was going to be many years of separation from Richard, but that's what I did. So
that's kind of how you know if a relationship is going to last.
Yeah, and at that time I didn't quite know that.
You don't
it
like
was
it at the time.
Yeah,
but it tells you: does absence make the heart grow fonder, or out of sight, out of mind?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And so you've been married how many years now?
We've been married 30 years.
So I guess it's taken.
Yes.
So then what happened next in your life?
So coming to Australia, it was tough. So even though I had been here for 5 years, mm-hmm. I don't know, there's something around those later teen years, you know, and those friendships that you develop, that it makes it's very hard to fit in again. And I just felt like a fish out of water. I just couldn't connect with those high school friends that, mm-hmm. that I'd had in junior high, but I wasn't really an adult yet. So it was a very difficult time for me. I wanted to study physiotherapy. My parents had said to me, don't ever be a nurse, because my father had been
But
in
I like blood.
I know, and he had been in hospital, and he'd seen a nurse having to clean up feces, and he said, you don't want to be a nurse, you don't want to be cleaning up after people. And so that had put me off, but God had other ideas. And at a tennis club, I spoke to this lady, and she was a nurse, and she just told me what a wonderful profession it was. Mm. And so I registered to study nursing mm-hmm. here in Perth, and that began my journey. And as soon as I started, I loved it. I just knew that I was in the right profession.
Mm-hmm. Caring. It sounds like you are. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cleaning up that mess. Loved it. Loved cleaning up the mess.
Okay. Bless you. Bless you. Yeah. Some people are called to these things. Others are not.
Yes.
But specifically, not just general nursing. Eventually, you went into, let me see if I pronounce this right, midwifery?
Midwifery. Yes.
Okay, I got it. Okay. I want to say midwifery, but that's not right.
No. Midwifery. Mm-hmm. It's got nothing to do with being a woman, but it's everything about being with a woman. So it means
while
being with a woman. Yeah, so several years of working in particularly emergency department.
Mm-hmm. More blood.
More blood. Lots of death, lots of trauma. Mm,
yeah.
And I got to see it all, you know, the beginning of life and the end of life.
Yeah.
But I just kept feeling that tug on my heart to do midwifery, because when I'd started the nursing journey at university, I was doing it because I'd always wanted to do the midwifery part mm-hmm. because I loved babies. But then I just got so caught up in the emergency nursing, I thought, oh, I'll just keep doing this. And one day I went to work and I saw a friend studying for her midwifery entry, and God just reminded me, remember, you've got to do your midwifery. Mm-hmm. And I went home that day and I applied. And so I did my midwifery at King Edward Memorial Hospital here in Perth. Mm-hmm. So it was 1 year full time, and it just was amazing. I just loved it. Looking after pregnant and birthing women. Mm-hmm. I hadn't had any children of my own then, but at the end of that year, my husband and I decided to, so it was either, there were two choices, mm-hmm. either start a family or pack up and go traveling. And so we decided to pack up everything.
Be adventurous.
We sold our house. We sold up everything. Gave away, I remember we gave away our furniture to refugees, and got our backpacks, and we went traveling around the world, specifically to developing nations, third world countries.
Did you have a goal in mind, or just wanted to see the world?
Just wanted to see the world mm-hmm. and see where it led. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my husband was an engineer, and so he'd been working already for 10 years, and he was sort of, you know, tired, mm-hmm. not keen to start a family. And so we'd always said we were going to live life with imagination mm-hmm. and be adventurous.
And there you go.
And there we went.
Well, that was part one of my conversation with Sarah David in Perth, sharing her life journey with us. Next time, we'll hear the amazing ways God leads her and her husband on an overseas trip, and how Sarah finally fulfills her desire to help women giving birth, but in a very unexpected location. That's all coming up next time. Meanwhile, you can learn more about Sarah's midwifery ministry at her website. It's livingchildinc.org.au. Once again, that's livingchildinc.org.au. Well, until next time, when we'll hear more of Sarah's story, I'm Eric Scadabo. So long, and God bless.
You've been listening to Real Faith, and if you have any questions or comments, you can send us a message through our website, realfaith.org.au. That's realfaith.org.au.
Real Faith is a production of Vision Christian Media.